This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Coupons for deals on prescription medicine have become ubiquitous. You need the medicine, and who doesn't like a deal? But there's a new paper in the New England Journal of Medicine today that finds these coupons can boost drug company sales by 60%. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Harvard Business School economist Limor Daphne and her team looked at what happened when drug makers issued coupons right before a generic competitor entered the market. By dispensing coupons, Daphne says consumers stuck with the more expensive branded drug rather than switch.
This will draw attention to copay coupons, which are very likely masquerading as benefits for consumers when they're benefits for manufacturers.
Keeping customers on the branded drug meant as much as $2.7 billion in profits for the companies in just the paper's narrow sample. This research may encourage states to follow Medicare, Medicaid, and Massachusetts and ban these coupons. But Adam Fine with Pembroke Consulting says understanding who benefits from coupons is trickier than it seems.
Insurers are pushing more and more cost onto the consumer, and the coupons are a way to offset those costs that your employer has shifted to you.
This paper helps spell out a tension between the potential financial benefits for patients and the long-term spending problems created by coupons. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.